Well, she has been called Superstorm Sandy, and the destruction she left behind on the Upper East Seaboard explains why. But what made this particular hurricane, only a Category 1 on the Saffir-Simpson scale, such a beast? Well, according to Brian McNulty, a hurricane researcher at the University of Miami, in sheer power, Hurricane Sandy ranks second among modern hurricanes, even beating out Hurricane Katrina. Thanks to her massive wind field out in the Atlantic Ocean, Sandy was the most energetic tropical cyclone in history. And once she slammed into the New Jersey coast, the storm's integrated kinetic energy was second only to Hurricane Isabel in 2003. Integrated kinetic energy, also known as IKE, is a new scale patented by the U.S. government that is designed to better convey the destructive power from both a hurricane's winds and storm surge. It's a measure of the wind speed integrated over how wide an area the winds are blowing. The more commonly known Saffir-Simpson scale only reports top wind speeds. The IKE scale, which also incorporates the storm's size in its calculations, helps explain why the massive Hurricane Sandy, which quickly weakened after landfall, created such widespread flooding and damage. In modern records, Sandy's Ike ranks second among all hurricanes that landfall, higher than devastating storms like Hurricane Katrina, Andrew, and Hugo. In fact, Sandy's Ike was more than 140 terajoules, meaning it generated more than twice the energy of the Hiroshima atomic bomb. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.